You have to try this.
Okay, just a bite.
Hey everyone, welcome to Social Takeout, Small Bites of Social Discussion. I'm Sarai.
And I'm Jeremy.
And this is a special bonus because today, or I guess late yesterday, for us in Germany, we received the verdict of the Derek Chauvin trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was found guilty on all three counts. I have lots to say about it. Jeremy, do you have anything to say about it?
I just want to say, like, my phone at work, my Slack messages, Everything was like blowing up with the news. I was like, what the heck? I actually forgot about this guy, Derek Chauvin. Yeah, like, I was like, Derek Chauvin, why does it sound familiar?
So you were living under a rock.
No, we would say George Floyd, I remember. But that's a good thing, because I think we also sort of... I don't want his name to be famous, this guy. Like, infamous maybe, but I just sort of, like, forgot about his name. So I was like, why does this sound familiar? I'm like, oh, shit, yes. He's the murder trial. I actually had to, like, sort of, like, remember it again.
Yeah.
But it was, like, blowing up everywhere.
It definitely was. And, like, everyone celebrating and super happy and just, like, really excited about it. Meanwhile, I'm over here, Debbie Downer.
I know. Johannes, I'm excited to hear this.
Likes to say. Okay, so here's the thing. Yes, it's great that he was convicted on these charges. I personally think he should have faced a first-degree murder charge. Sorry, my Alexa in the other room is going crazy. Okay, so like I was saying, I think it's great that he was convicted on these three charges. But he wasn't convicted of a first-degree murder charge, you know. Mm-hmm. Nothing has actually changed. It's like the system that still devalues Black lives.
Oh, for yeah.
It's still in place, you know, like this is kind of a victory.
I would say it's just sort of, how do I say this? It's better than him not being convicted, because that could have happened, as we know.
Oh, yes. Yeah. But then look at the effort. Like, it took a video of the entire incident. Yeah. It took dozens of witnesses. It took months of protests and
internationally,
rioting.
Everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's like, okay, but in the end, like, we didn't gain anything. You know, yes, justice for George Floyd, and that's super important, you know, and it's always important to remember that. That said, you know, during the trial, two other Black people were murdered by police.
Yeah.
You know.
One, like, close by Minneapolis, too.
Exactly, yeah, like 10 miles outside of Minneapolis. Yeah. So, you know...
Yeah, the way I would like to think about this is hopefully the next time, because this has been such a big incident. I mean, I hate making the death of a person. Well, in the end of the day, he was a martyr. Like, he actually took on a huge weight. Like, the Black Lives Matter protest blowing up last year, he single-handedly, his name was a big part of it. There's even George Floyd Square and the Black Lives Matter Square, is it? Outside.
Plaza.
Yeah. All that happened because of that one incident. So there is something to be said that there's something happening. Yes, it happened because someone died.
Yeah.
But I would say nothing was gained out of it.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And it's like, maybe in the 1940s, this would have been enough, you know? This type of action would have been enough.
Oh, yeah.
But
because you feel like it went through too far already.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's been, like, so ingrained, like, into the system already that it's hard for it to change.
And it feels like we're just putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound, you know? Yeah. And
that is true.
Maybe even a better way to look at it is, like, you know, if you have cancer... Sometimes it can spread to other parts of your body and you see those symptoms first. So, like, I don't know if this is, like, biologically possible or accurate or anything, but say you have, like, liver cancer and it spreads to your skin and you get all of these moles and cancerous tumors and tags that have to be removed. You know, you're removing those things, mm-hmm. you're treating those symptoms, but you're not actually dealing with the liver cancer.
The source.
You know? Yeah. Exactly. You're not dealing with the source. It's just a fucking Band-Aid.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But do you think the family feels better, though?
I hope so. And look, like, this man deserves to go to jail.
Well, you know? Okay. So maybe we should do a whole episode on punishment. Mm-hmm. Don't you think it's a little too light?
Yeah, well, this guy, yeah, I do. I'm saying, like, he didn't receive a first degree murder charge, which is really what this was. It wasn't an accident, you know?
But punishment wise, what's the biggest difference? Maybe I don't really understand the punishment system in the US. So
I think that it's like first degree murder is the most serious than second and third degree, which is like, negligence is third degree and like an unintentional homicide is like second degree.
No, but so punishment like, wise, what do you get? Like,
right. And so depending on which degree you're charged with mm-hmm. carries a longer or shorter term.
Yeah.
Punishment.
But the same experience.
Prison experience. I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? So yeah. It's just a longer time. I mean, it's still long, but it can be like fucking short, but I want him to like fucking suffer. Like the anger that I have towards this man or any person who's okay. It can also be a slippery slope.
Yeah.
But this was so evident. There's freaking video evidence.
Well, so, I mean, I'm sure this is a popular belief.
Yeah.
And you know, to, say something that's wildly unpopular and probably a little offensive to some people, I think that this police officer was also a victim of this system. You know, it's a system that teaches everybody to devalue Black lives, you know? So it's like in apartheid South Africa, when they were dismantling that system, they had the perpetrators of the system, the ones who kept it in place, testifying against it so that they could hold the whole system accountable. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't about an individual person going to jail. It was, this system is corrupt, it's immoral, it's racist, it's killing people. We need it to end. And we need to have imperfect allies, mm-hmm. you know, some really imperfect allies to help us dismantle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that he's also part of the system. I mean, we are all in some way, shape or form part of a system. But it's also him as a police officer. It's his well, the police officers, they themselves have a culture of their own. That needs to be dismantled too. But there's being part of the system and then there's doing certain acts. Mm-hmm. So I was reading this article, I think it was on the CNN, about people saying, it was just a whole bunch of dialogue that people are actually talking about this. It was his pride that also got in the way because there was all these bystanders watching.
Absolutely.
And trying to like, look what I can do. Gonna, yeah.
Exactly. It's like, you motherfuckers are not going to tell me what to do.
Exactly. So it's a whole bunch of levels of horribleness that this guy has actually done publicly and there's evidence for it. So giving him almost like the same trial as someone say maybe killed someone because something really bad was done to him. I don't know.
Or even like it's a traffic accident and you accidentally hit someone and they die.
So that's my problem
it's like
with
that's
it.
That's an accident, you know. Yeah. Kneeling on someone's neck for 10 minutes is not an accident.
Yeah, after he passed out and stopped breathing and his pulse stopped.
Exactly.
Like, and continuing to do it. Like, that is just...
It was an accident. It's like, sir.
And then one of the, I think, the defense attorneys was basically saying, like, it's because he was distracted by the bystanders, so he kind of, like, forgot.
And then they tried to say, did you hear this? They were like, oh, it was his heart problem and his drug problem.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, unless you're telling me that he, if he didn't, interact with the police that day that he was going to drop dead anyway. Like
at that moment.
Yeah, you need to get the fuck out.
It's like, the same idea as people talking about coronavirus. People are not dying because of the coronavirus. They had like other issues and that's the reason why they die. But the virus is what killed them. They could have probably stayed alive if they did not have the virus.
Exactly.
It's the same sort of mentality. The same people are the ones who say the same thing, probably.
Oh, and then during the trial, I was listening to NPR a lot.
Yeah.
And the lengths to which they went to avoid saying that Derek Chauvin killed George Floyd was almost entertaining. I think... one of the things
like
they
NPR
said...
Like NPR was avoiding it?
Yes. Okay. So like they were saying, you know, we're on day two of the Derek Chauvin trial and he is the officer who had George Floyd die under his knee. You know, it's like
I have a feeling that's like a law thing though, because they can't say murder until it's actually, you know, he's convicted.
However, it's like there's a fucking video showing the whole thing.
They like try not to get sued, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. But it's like that to me is one of the biggest signs that the whole system is fucking broken, because it's like we have a video of this man killing this other man and we're having a week-long trial about it.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there is an article that I want everyone to read. I am all for defund the police, which means dismantle the police, change the system, put something new in place, right? Yeah. It doesn't mean we don't want any law enforcement. I just don't want this evolution of law enforcement.
They also don't need this military sort of funding.
Exactly. It's like if you want the military, then get the military, because they're held to a higher actual standard than the police. Anyway, the article is in the New Yorker. It's called The Invention of the Police. Why did American police get so big so fast? The answer mainly is slavery. So that's the whole title.
Mm-hmm.
It's from July 20th, 2020. It talks about the roots of the police force, how they started, you know, with the King's Men, because the United States, I'm using air quotes, the colonies were part of Britain.
Mm-hmm.
These police forces or militia grew out of the need to recapture enslaved people who had run away.
Yeah.
So that's the root of the police in the United States.
It sort of continued.
Did. It just evolved as slavery evolved.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone should go read this. The link is in the description. I hope everyone is super happy about the verdict. I'm not trying to rain on anyone's parade. I'm saying there's still work that needs to be done.
Small victories is all I can say.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we'll leave it there and we'll see you guys on Thursday. I guess that's tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah. Talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.